We're now going to meet a 17-year-old singer who'd probably love to follow in your footsteps. Why don't we all welcome a 17-year-old soprano from Santa Cruz, California, Natalie Ballinger. Natalie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you okay singing in front of, you know, one of our country's greatest sopranos? I mean, you know, are you nervous or anything?
Not too bad.
Once I heard her sing yesterday, the first thing I did after this rehearsal is I went and called my agent. I said, oh my goodness, are all my contracts in ink?
She is coming up.
I was like, because she's on her way. This girl's voice is fabulous.
Thank you. Your show.
Angela, if you'd like to take a seat over in the From the Top hot tub while we hear Natalie. Natalie, what are you going to sing? Tell us a little bit about the story of this song.
I'll be singing Miranda by Richard Hageman, and it's derived from a poem by Hilaire Belloc, and it's telling the story of a man who remembers the good old days watching cars roll by in Spain. And
a little Spanish guitar.
Days, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun song. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Natalie Ballinger, 17-year-old soprano from Santa Cruz, California, singing Miranda by Richard Hageman. So, Angela, what do you think?
Fabulous, honey.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
She's a natural, I think.
She really is.
Natalie, you actually say that you came out of the womb a singer.
Yes. My mom used to tell me the story of when I was first born. I guess I came out screaming very, very loudly at the top of my lungs. And the doctor turned to her and said, man, has she got a set of lungs. So she just kind of knew from then on that something was going to come down the road with it.
And so you want to make music a career?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do you have the tendencies to become a diva, do you suppose? Do you have that kind of personality?
Not really. You have to be competitive, but I've worked with a couple divas, and it's just not fun. And I'd rather, I just would rather not be one myself, just to have everyone happy around me instead of not wanting to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you told me that you were more like a tomboy in a dress.
Yeah, I loved putting on the dresses and getting dressed up in the cute little frilly things, but growing up with an older brother, I always had to try and keep up with him, so I'd be out on the field running in the frilly dress and the Mary Janes and getting them dirty.
I hear you're also a mega sports fan.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Your brother, I guess your father, well, you know, how did it happen?
Yeah, we still have only one TV in our house, which isn't bad, but anytime sports would be on, they both would want to watch it, so it was either watch the sports or go in your room and be alone for a couple hours and watch, have them have all the fun, so I just was kind of forced into it, but grew to love it.
Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at fromthetop.org.
Angela, tell everybody what you're going to do.
We are going to sing the letter duet from The Marriage of Figaro, entitled Sullaria. This is where where Natalie is singing Susanna, and I am Countess Almaviva. Well, right now we are in cahoots. We're writing a little letter to try to trick my husband, who has a thing for Susanna. Now, I didn't like her at first, but I like her now. And if I know we're in Radio Land, but if you could see her and see me, you know that when we switch outfits in the garden scene, there's no way he would not know that that ain't his wife. His girlfriend. Okay. But I told you opera was crazy. So at this time, we're trying to lure him into the bait, so we're singing Sullaria.
Right. Terrific way to end our show today. I want to thank all of our great young performers, and a special thank you to our special guest, Angela Brown. Angela, it was great, great having you. And thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. Okay, you guys, let's take it from the top. Again, 17-year-old Natalie Ballinger will sing Susanna, and Angela Brown will be singing the part of Countess Almaviva.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. The music producer is Tom Vinieri, and the tour producer is David Balsam. Production coordination by Kim Rezeman, lighting by Brendan Randall, and technical direction by Barrett Willett, with Dan Hallis and John Serbes. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is made possible in part by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Our program was produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. For more information about this program and our educational activities, visit fromthetop.org.
There is a conflict, though, Natalie, between your love of sports and singing. I mean, you get kind of riled up, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I have been known to get a little intense during games, and actually for this past World Cup, my friends and I went to a tavern to watch it, and I apologized beforehand to let them know. I said, just sorry for anything I say or do if the game's not going my way. But
and you do, as everyone knows, have a set of lungs.
Yes.
And screaming at the games.
Yeah.
This is not good for your voice, I would imagine, Angela.
Well, no, and I totally understand the voice issue here, but it's a shame. I mean, I hate to see a fellow soprano reduce her time spent with ESPN because she's worried about those little dumb folds in her throat.
Tell it, girl. There is a better way, Natalie.
There is.
Absolutely. See, Natalie, when I feel like screaming something at the TV, I vocalize my reaction. You know, turn my need to express aggression into something good for my voice.
That sounds really good, but I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Well, Angela and Joanne have worked up a little demo here to show you what we mean.
Natalie, who's your favorite NFL team?
I guess I would say the Raiders.
Okay, so let's say you're watching the Raiders play New England in the AFC Championship game again, and the Patriots' defense is getting away with murder. And then, like, two Patriots' pass defenders are all over your receiver and nobody makes a call.
Okay, Angela, show Natalie what you can do with that.
Hey, referee, open your eyes, you lousy bum. Hey, referee, open your eyes, you lousy bum. Hey, referee, open your eyes, you lousy bum.
Wow, incredible. More exciting than Janet Jackson's wardrobe mishap, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Do you think that might work for you, Natalie?
Yeah, of course.
That's a great, great response. I love that. Well, since you're all warmed up now, Angela, how about joining Natalie in a little Mozart duet?
All right.
Joanne?